Virgin Radio morning, the Chris Fade Show. Love that. Portugal the Man. Feel it still. Are we ready?
We're ready.
Oh, man. He's on the phone right now. Mikey Arana. Good morning.
Hey, what's going on, Chris? How are you?
We're doing very well, man. Thanks for chatting to us this morning, man.
Good, good. Good to hear.
All right. Listen, man. You have a hard job. You're a busy man. You've got a lot on your mind. How is it being the security for Justin Bieber?
Oh, man, it's wonderful. Every day it's like waking up and thinking, okay, what's going to happen today? You know, it's fun, it's interesting, it's exciting. It's awesome, man. It's a roller coaster.
We see photos of Justin out and about, like paparazzi and stuff everywhere, and there's so many people around him daily, like no matter what he's doing. So as his personal security, what goes in to organizing a day for Justin?
You know what? The security has really been developing into other aspects of just being close to him, which is one of the things that I had mentioned in that documentary that we did in Netflix. It's getting easier as time goes by, just because he's more self-sufficient and independent, I guess you could say. Now it is not that bad, but before it's just, you know, a lot of logistics. You know, I remember telling him one time, I was like, you know, you taking you to McDonald's requires production. It's a team effort. Wow. You know what I mean?
It's not easy. I mean, it wouldn't be easy for someone like Justin to, you know, just recently when he was driving away and he hit a paparazzi. If that was me, man, like I would be so frustrated. I just want to be like, can you guys get out of my way? It's so difficult. And obviously, as your security, you've got to do it in the right manner. You can't just be pushing people around, obviously. So you've got to have it all set out and structured and say, okay, we're going to go this way, then we'll do this. There's always these steps involved.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's one of those things you got to definitely really be quick on your feet, as they say, and think, be a couple steps ahead. And the cool thing is he's been so good about that. And, you know, I don't know if you saw the videos on social media or whatnot. Like, he really took control of the scene.
Yeah.
And, you know, asked people to back up. And that's what we didn't really interfere, because that was his thing. You know, he was making sure the guy was okay. You know, he was ready to, you know, render first aid if needed. But, you know, thank God it was nothing bad. It was his ankle or his knee or something. So, you know, he got on the phone. He called. He told someone to call, you know, an ambulance and whatnot. So he handled it amazing. You know, that's one of the cool things that that, you know, I've been able to see the growth in him. He's been able to see situations and read them and act accordingly.
And well done on this documentary. Obviously, you did a documentary on Netflix called Bodyguards: Secret Lives from the Watchtower. Did you have any idea once you did this doco that you'd blow up? The exposure came calling.
No, you know what? It's funny because I didn't know exactly where they were going with this. I thought it was going to be a regular, you know, YouTube film type of thing.
Yep.
And they were like, yeah, man, it's going to be on select movie theater. It's going to be on Netflix and this. I was like, oh, man, you should have told me. I could have done a little bit better.
Justin must have the craziest fans. Where are they? Are they all the same no matter where you travel? Or did you find traveling to a certain country like, wow, they're next level?
Oh, man, they're next level everywhere. But I would say overseas for sure, just because they don't get the chance to see him that often.
Did you come to Dubai? Were you in Dubai with him?
Yeah, we went to Dubai. That was my second time in Dubai. It was one of my favorite places in the whole entire world. I love it.
Love it. Yeah, we were there for that show. And
yep.
It was amazing. It was amazing. And the fact that it all ran on time, and I really felt like he's matured. He came up, did an amazing show.
Yep.
I think the Dubai fans and the UAE fans, actually the Middle East fans, a lot of Middle East flew in for that show that we put on with the guys. I thought it was fantastic. And have you had to put your life on the line?
Yeah.
I mean, I know that you're doing it all the time, but has there been any serious moments?
There's been a few situations that really put those hairs up on your neck. You don't know what's going to happen, but, you know, thankfully, you know, we've always been blessed to make it out of every situation. And you know, just because nothing has ever happened, it doesn't mean that it can or it won't. But we've had a lot of close calls, man, especially in the past.
Other than like being his bodyguard, have you ever had to do anything like strange to assist him in any way?
So yeah, man, you wear a lot of hats in this job, and you get to do everything from cleaning up to helping, you know, package luggage if we're in a hurry, and you know, driving, doing a food run. I mean, you name it, man. I've done it all, you know. We have this bond where it's just kind of like, you know, just being with a friend or like a little brother, and just, you know, just help, you know, helping in everything.
Rossi and I are in a really big band. It's called Duvet.
We
may need some security, and we're just going to, like, we know you're the best in the biz, and we're going to give you the opportunity to maybe, you know, work with us at some stage. Just want to see how your schedule's going. Would you be down for that?
Yeah, let me put you on with my assistant and see what we can work out.
Awesome.
Good answer.
We're good, Ross. We're good to go, mate.
We need a member, a bodyguard each.
Sounds good, man.
Mikey, you're an absolute legend. You can follow Mikey on Instagram as well. He's got some amazing pictures at Mikey Arana, which is A-R-A-N-A on Instagram. God bless you. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm touching wood to make sure everything's cool.
Stay safe.
Over the next 5 years, all right, my man?
Awesome, guys. Thank you so much. It was fun. Thank you.
What's up, guys? This is Justin Bieber.
This is Virgin.
Virgin 104.4.